From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Hugo Chavez's hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, has declared victory in Venezuela's presidential election to replace him. But the margin of that victory is a lot closer than most observers expected. And opposition candidate Enrique Capriles isn't conceding yet. Joining us now from the Venezuelan capital of Caracas is Miami Herald South America Bureau Chief Jim Wiss. Good morning to you. I know Sunday was quite a day for you. Can you sum up what you know?
Hi, Phil. Well, after a very long and contentious day, the National Electoral Council said that Nicolás Maduro, Chavez's ally and the interim president, had won with 51% of the vote versus Enrique Capriles' 49%. Now, there's less than a 300,000 vote margin between them, and Capriles has demanded a complete recount, and Maduro has agreed. So that's what's going to be coming next. They're going to be counting every single vote and seeing if these results stand.
Now, Maduro has agreed to the recount, but clearly feels like he's the winner.
Constitucional, ilegal es el poder electoral. Aquí está.
So what did he say last night?
You know, Maduro gave a pretty combative victory speech. He said he was the legitimate president, that the vote had been free and fair, and that Capriles should accept it. He also warned the opposition against trying to take power through a coup, and reiterated claims that he's been making throughout the campaign that they're kind of shadowy mercenary figures here in Venezuela that are trying to sabotage his government, sabotage the power grid, and create chaos. So there was no extending of olive branches or very much talk about national reconciliation or anything.
But the opposition candidate, Capriles, isn't buying it, and he too was combative last night. What did he say?
Well, you know, Capriles didn't really offer a concession speech. He said that his camp had registered over 3,200 campaign violations, and that by their count, he was the winner, and so he wanted every vote count. He said he's confident that once that happens, that Venezuela will know that Maduro was not the real winner of the race, but we'll have to see.
Obviously, Capriles feels it was not, but what are we hearing about how the election was conducted? Was it carried out fairly?
We're still getting reports of kind of irregularities and problems, but for the most part, very generally speaking, voting went smooth, lines were moving fast, and you could see it on the streets of Caracas.
And can you describe the mood of the country and what you heard and saw that stood out to you on Election Day?
You know, Maduro's supporters gathered down by the presidential palace. That's usually where they've gone to celebrate Chavez victories. It was a raucous affair. There was barbecuing going on. There was some shooting guns into the air, some dancing, some singing. Celebration on that side. The opposition, it was kind of in shock. You know, for most of the evening, they suspected that they were in the lead. And certainly on social networks, there was a lot of kind of rumors circulating that the opposition was winning the race. And so when the announcement was made, they were in shock. People started chanting fraud, fraud at the Capriles campaign headquarters. The mood, we're really going to see what it's like over the next couple days.
That is Miami Herald South America Bureau Chief Jim Wiss from Caracas with us. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.